This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
If somebody said, you can have your dream, you can have this goal that you've had on your calendar for years, if you do a sex tape, would you do it? Wow, guys. Krista, go.
Who gets to see it? Everybody has to see it? Or is it just like a one-on-one thing?
It's a free-for-all. You can have anything that you wanted career-wise as long as you put out a sex tape. Do you do it?
For the world to see.
Yep. Wow, there's too much of a pause here.
I don't think I could, bro. When you asked the question the first time, I legit was thinking, yeah, I would do it. But then you got the details popping, like everybody's going to see it. Then, nah. I don't think I could, Nina. Oh, if I could have my dream job.
That's what it is. It's your dream job.
I don't know. I always said that this is tough because if I was skinny, I feel like I would be doing some questionable things.
Nina, why would you ask this?
Because it's funny. So I get very fascinated by this stuff. And there was a time where, you know, the nudie culture and dirty pictures and sex tapes were making people famous and icons in pop culture. And it just happened again recently. You guys know who Addison Rae is, right? The TikTok star. And that really surprised me because she's already famous and on TikTok. So a friend of mine had put me on and said, hey, did you see this? I was on Pornhub. And I noticed that there was this clip of Addison Rae doing a sex tape. I'm like, no way. She didn't do it. She's like a child.
Right.
So I go, I look at the link and I'm like, oh my God, that's Addison Rae. And I was like, Angie, this girl that you idolize has literally got a sex tape up on Pornhub.
I wouldn't say idolize, but I like her little dances.
But then did you see the sex tape?
I mean, yeah, duh.
Well, I wouldn't know about her until you put me on too.
I mean, you put me on too. But if you are a fan of TikTok and you pay attention to these videos, chances are you know who she is because she's one of the most followed on the app. Is that what we call it? On the platform?
Mm-hmm.
And she's already making tons of money of it. So I'm like, why?
You go, girl.
Why on earth?
Screw it.
I'm like, why on earth?
Would you do it?
Would you do it? And it's funny that you brought up the, oh, I always say if I was skinny, I'd blah, blah, blah. Because once upon a time, back in the early days of radio, when I didn't have any money and I wasn't full time, I needed to find a way to, you know, sustain myself. And I would always joke about how, and I was a dancer growing up. So I was like, you know what? If I just got a wig and I went to some like town that nobody knows of and went to an amateur night at a strip club just to make some money, like that would be the move. Now, as an adult, all of these years later, I have a very different perspective and I'm kind of bothered by it because I'm like, isn't that just too easy?
Well, I think we've all had that idea of, oh, let me just get this quick $2,000. If I just, me being from Kentucky, I just want to go to Richmond, Kentucky, where nobody knows who I am, put on a wig and bust it open. But as far as that, what's her name? Addison Rae?
Yeah.
Y'all, I still have the vision in my mind from when you all first showed me the video because she just seemed so innocent on TikTok. It's like a completely different person. She was busting it open.
I mean, she's an entertainer, like hands down, her face lights up and stuff.
And she had that butt plug. I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm not gonna lie. When you said it was boring, and I was like, well, Kim Kardashian's was boring.
Right.
So then I saw hers and was like, wait a minute, because her little plug was really pretty. It was like blue or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay. She was super kinky and had her little butt plug and everything up in this video. But okay, so we had the Kim Kardashian. It was boring, but she was beautiful. Paris Hilton had one. She was boring, but she's beautiful.
But you answered the question.
But then we have like this whole like OnlyFans phenomenon.
Yeah, that's different.
Right? And then you got people that are getting paid. The foot fetishes are the hilarious ones, but the people that are using it as like this interactive porn site,
yeah,
it's just too easy. And in a time where everybody is trying to make money, the Addison Rae one still really throws me because I'm like, girl, you did not have to do that.
Yeah, she was already good. Maybe she just genuinely likes having sex.
Maybe she did it before TikTok and that's how she got famous.
I don't know, because if it was before TikTok, she's what, barely 18, 19?
Yeah, she's young. Maybe she just literally likes getting busted, yeah.
And maybe she
that's
does.
What she's into.
And look, I'm not going to hate on somebody who's got like a goal or a dream to be sure. a porn star or, you know, an adult film or something
live,
like that.
Girl.
I just think for me, and maybe it's the stage of life that I'm in, because if you're beautiful, own it. Like if you feel good about your body, take selfies and put on bikinis. Like do it, own it. I'm okay with that. I just always feel like, though, nudity, sex, all of that is just too easy.
But you know what sucks? And I've told you this before. It seems like sexuality is just becoming so normalized and using your body and everything to advance is just a thing. And it's working for some.
Yes, you're right. But that's not new. The fact that it's working and people are advancing now isn't new. There's just different platforms that allows them to propel themselves. Nobody would know who the hell Black China was if, you know, she wasn't out here doing like other type of like stripping and nudity and then getting involved with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Who Addison Rae also is linking herself to the Kardashians. And I can't hate on the Kardashian wheelhouse by any means. I just think that this is such an interesting phenomenon in pop culture that I would really love to speak to some type of expert about, because I don't even know if there's a way at this point in our lives where we're even able to turn it around, because we can joke. It's funny. I get free drinks when my cleavage is out. I get attention if I'm wearing a shorter skirt. And sometimes I feed into that.
So let me ask y'all a question. Double standard.
I mean, there's a double standard everywhere.
It's a big ass double standard, because I'm curious to know. You meet a guy and he's cool and y'all are texting and he hits you with let me get a nude. Let me see you're a nude. And you send it because you're into him, you're talking to him, and you're sending it for free. So then, well, okay, there's a platform out here that's letting me do this exact same thing in a private setting. No one can know, but I can get paid off of it. Like, is that selling yourself short, or is that a woman being smart and using what she's got to get what she wants?
Okay, well, let me say this then. So that same guy that you're interested in, mm-hmm. you are going to freely roll around with him in the bed because that's satisfying to you and that's mm-hmm. fun for you. But why are you going to give that to him if you can go ahead and get paid for it because somebody else will pay you that you don't even know? It's the oldest profession in the world.
Exactly. That's like what I'm saying. Like, why is it a stigma for a woman to take the easy way out and do these pictures or do these videos when we're doing it anyway for the dudes that we might be liking or entertaining? Like, what's the...
Well, my other question is going to be, how fast are you giving these pictures up to people? Like what are you doing? Nobody's working for these? Do they get a date before they get a booby shot or what?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I'm disclosing too much, but I've been on a nude kick lately. I don't know why, but I've picked up a little bit of quarantine weight, but it's sitting in the right places.
Okay, so when you're feeling your body.
I'm feeling myself.
Okay.
So then I want to get gas. So maybe like I'll hit up an ex-boyfriend or someone that I might be crushing on. I'm like, yo, I'm feeling myself, what you think? And then they send all these hard eyes, and the next thing you know, I got this money in my cash app. Is that the same thing? Is that like, if a guy's like, yo, you look good, go get your nails done, and he just cash apps me $100, is that like my private OnlyFans? Like, what's... There's like blurred lines like everywhere.
Yeah, you really got me thinking right now, because that's never happened to me, where nobody's just said, girl, you look so good. Go ahead. Here's some money. Go ahead and get your nails done. And I just wonder, are we putting out different things?
I don't know.
Or is it the different, or is it the quality of people? Or is it the way that we're holding ourselves and the way we're putting ourselves out there? I'm not saying that you or I are better. Not saying that at all. I'm just, we do interact with our people differently and the same, just because we're lovers.
For sure. For sure.
But when it comes to that stuff, I don't give nudes up freely. But if I care for you and I'm like super in, then we're wild. You know, the gates are open. But somebody that hits me up and is like, yo, send one.
That's weird.
No.
That's the most.
No.
Men, if you're listening, nothing annoys women the most when you're asking for an unsolicited, like, just don't ask.
And then they try to package it all nice. Hey, can I get a picture? Can I see a pic of you? I'm like, no, I always just give them my Instagram handle. There's all the pictures you need to see.
Oh, that's funny. That's smart, actually. My favorite, I think, was a meme from like a couple years ago. And it was just like, send nudes, right? And so somebody sent a picture of like ramen or like noodles. Like, here's my nudes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like noodles.
Noodle.
Yeah, nudes. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that's my kind of nudes. Send nudes.
You guys want to hear something tacky?
Yeah.
My friends and I have a send nudes group chat. It's all girls. And it's all of my friends from like college. It's like six of us. And when we're feeling ourselves, instead of sending them to dudes and they might like share them to the other dudes, we just send them to each other.
I love that.
It's honestly, empowerment. It's women's empowerment.
I love that. I think that that's cool. And it is empowering. And I think there's something very special about owning your sexuality mm-hmm. and owning every part of your body and respecting it and whatever that means. And that's why this conversation is kind of delicate and mm-hmm. difficult. And I'm asking sincere questions and bringing up the conversation because mm-hmm. I also am in that space where, you know, nudity is a beautiful thing because mm-hmm. that's your body, God given, got it from your mama, whatever you want to say. And to be able to share that with your friends, like, that's actually kind of cool because you're not asking for anything other than just appreciation and
exactly.
uplifting.
You go, sis. And, kill them, sis.
Yeah.
You go, girl. That's all it is.
And so we're able to do that as friends. But if you start sending it to dudes, yeah. then it starts to feel like that's just to get gassed yeah. up for attention. And again, I mean, I'm guilty of posting a selfie sometimes when I feel like I'm having a bad day. And I'm like, I don't know. Will this make me feel better if somebody tells me that I'm beautiful today? Which is terrible. Yeah. And that goes on the whole love yourself more. And, you know, some days I love myself more than others, you know, and I think that that's that whole roller coaster of life. But where we put, there is power in sex and it blows my mind. And I think that I, as a person that uses my brain more than anything else,
sure.
I look at someone and I'm not shaming Addison Rae. She's got a beauty collection coming out, all of those things. Like, she used her platform and she pivoted. I just am using it as an opportunity to bring up the whole concept of having a sex tape drop and all of a sudden you're famous, like, or you get attention or you get a job or I don't know. It's yeah. just, it feels too easy.
I think it's because we are natural born workers. And when we see, especially other women, maybe achieve a little bit more than we do through the easy route, then we're triggered. I think it's normal for us to just feel triggered by that. We have integrity. I don't mean to, you know,
there's
dish
no
your
shame
dog,
me.
But I think there's a level of integrity that we have that is stimulating our emotional side when it comes to this. Like, damn, like, I keep my clothes on. I work a morning show every single day live, 5 days a week. And I'm working on the weekends on my podcast. And my bills are paid and I'm happy. But here goes this person who busted open for a camera. And now she is is making millions and taking care of her family. All I want to do is take care of my family. So it's going to trigger us. I think it's natural as us having integrity and being hard workers for us to be triggered by that. For sure. Oh, my gosh. There's a girl. Her name is Suki Hana. And she's super, super, no offense, but she's super hood rat from Miami. She's super proud of it, but she's a reality TV show star.
Uh-huh.
Now, on the show, she's embarrassing herself and she's acknowledged it. It is what it is. This young woman started an OnlyFans maybe like 2 months ago and just posted a picture of her with a brand new, beautiful Bentley and says, thank you, OnlyFans. Like, she managed to raise that much money on OnlyFans by busting it open or doing whatever she needs to do. So it's like the way I feel about Suki Hana is how you feel about the Addison Rae person. It's like, but you can humiliate yourself and then come back and get a Bentley. I want a Bentley. The fuck?
I mean,
my language?
No.
I want a Bentley.
I mean, don't we all want a Bentley, a nice house, and like all of these things? And so, right, there is a part of you that does get triggered because I didn't do that, but I want that. And, you know, we're all out here working hard to do that. And I mean, the beauty standards and things that we do for all of this stuff, it just really starts to like mess with your head a little bit.
Mess with you. Yes.
And that's why I started it off by asking that question. Like, if you could have everything that you've ever dreamed of, professionally speaking, what's the cost? Is it worth it to you?
Mm-mm.
Would you drop a sex tape knowing you could have a Bentley, your mansion?
Nope, not for Jimmy and Tina. From my mama and daddy to... Oh, absolutely. My grandma roll over in her grave. No, I can't do it.
I mean, right? My parents would kill me. I used to joke about this, too. This is another thing, which actually, isn't as true anymore because rest in peace, Hugh Hefner. But there was another time in my life where, you know, I owning your sexuality and being a woman and using that power was something that I thought was cool. And I don't mean it in a skanky way. I mean, sexy as in wearing a tight dress, but without your cleavage showing.
Right.
But, you know, you're showing your curves, but you're classy about it. You know, there's that whole classy versus trashy. And, you know, women in radio, they've had different, you know, Playboy specials where they would do that. And this was years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted them to do it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to do women in radio Playboy because that would just be such a symbol for me. And the reason why at the time it was, is because I'm super like, you know, used to be so self-conscious, body image issues. I was a chubby kid. And so when I started to come into my own and understand the power of my body, and not necessarily sexually, but just in that I'm healthy, I can look good in this dress and I can feel good about myself. It would be me confronting my biggest fear, which is being naked with the lights on for somebody to see. And so for me, I was like, if I can do it as a woman in radio and feel empowered, and for whatever reason, I thought that Playboy was kind of like a classier way to, you know, talk about sex and show stuff. Maybe at other times it was raunchier because no matter what, sex is still a part of life.
Right.
So I thought, you know, this would be cool. And there was one Thanksgiving, we were all at my parents' house, and I said this at Thanksgiving dinner. This was also the same dinner my father realized that my nose was pierced because he didn't notice that that had already happened. So we're all drinking wine and something came up. I don't remember how, but I was like, yeah, I would love to be in Playboy. Women in Radio edition, though. My father, the Iranian man.
Not having it. Nina.
Nina, stop talking right now. What are you saying? Nina, you're crazy. My daughter, she is crazy. I mean, how many times I was told, my daughter, you are crazy in my life is hilarious. And then he's like, what's that? Is your nose Nina? Why you put this on your face like this, Nina? And I'm like, Dad, it's jewelry. What? I'm not naked now. Relax.
Please stop.
So, I mean, that was just another time in my life. And you know my dad, and so.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Right.
Nina.
That
takes me out.
So I just, you know, I remember feeling that way. And now, weirdly enough, as it becomes such a normal thing, I don't know that that's something that I would still want if presented to me, because now I feel a different kind of responsibility than I did at the time. Yeah. At the time, I felt my responsibility was to empower women to own their sexuality and their ability to be a force, you know, in a room by still classy. Classy is something that's so important to me. And now I don't know that I would do the same thing just because of how we're seeing everything play out. It's like, you don't need this. If there's OnlyFans, then your class doesn't even matter because it's erased by a full face of business right there. So I don't know. I just think, it's triggering all around. And I just don't know if there's any way we can even reel it back in. I feel like it's out. It's out of the cage.
I think we're at a day and age, Nina, where everybody just got to do what they want to do. Like, if you want to bust it open, bust it open. If you want to be reserved, keep it classy. You all know I'm very heavy with my Twitter fingers, and I'm so triggered by this conversation because I remember when I first moved to Chicago in 2009, I started noticing a lot of my friends that I was making were... This is going to sound so bad, but they were in the strip club industry, or they were like in the escort industry. Not a lot of them, just a good amount of them.
Okay.
So I would get mad and would come home and I would literally tweet, I kid you not, hoes be winning. Hoes be winning. I'm over here struggling to pay my rent and my strip club friend just made my rent three times in one night. Hoes be winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now, again, fast forward 10 years now, I look back. And I remember probably talking to a couple of my guy friends about these hoes be winning. And they're like, Krista, them girls are laying in bed at night, probably really bad self-esteem, stressed out, crying. The fact that you have to cash in your lady parts for a check to survive should not make you feel good. It should not establish a hoes be winning mindset. So I think it's about perception. Sometimes women are okay working in the sex industry and feeling validated, but sometimes women are lost in the sauce at home crying like, damn, I can't believe I just slept with this 65-year-old big-bellied man just so I could pay my rent tonight. Like, it's just, it's all about perception. And I think that's why we're so triggered, because again, that integrity card is real.
But for some people, they can sleep at night afterwards, and that is their way of taking their power, and that is their way of feeding their children, or, you know, putting a roof over their head. It's like, who am I to say that you don't get to do that?
Yeah.
I'm not, and maybe I did start out that way, but I think that what you just said right now, Krista, is probably the most important, and I think that that's what we have to learn now. Yeah. It's like, all right, we're just in a space where everybody's got to go out and just do whatever they want to do, you know, no judge zone everywhere you go. But I feel myself, just as if I'm being honest, being extra judgy.
Yeah.
And it's probably from my own insecurities is why I'm judging and not trying to sit up on my holy throne, because believe me, I don't have one. But
I don't think it's your insecurity. I think we just want that. I don't think you're insecure at all.
You don't think what? Thank
you.
No,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
I know a lot of insecure people. You don't give off insecure vibes. I think it's more so a bitter thing. I think we just want more for ourselves and our families.
Yeah, but these people are still going to be able to have those things. And and if it doesn't question their integrity, I think that, all right, like if we were DJ Khaled dropping keys, and I actually don't know what the key is, but or how no, I know what the key is. I don't know how to achieve the key or to get it. And that is just being able to be all right with everybody doing their own thing and just being free in that way. Like, why does Cardi B not bother me at all?
No,
like,
you're right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I endorse everything that she does.
Like, she doesn't trigger me.
Go, girl.
Like, maybe it's because that her authenticity is so clear.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about her that isn't authentic. And then maybe in other situations, you see people kind of stepping into roles or situations where it's not necessarily as authentically who they are. I mean, could that even be it? I guess I shouldn't
even... Good question, because now I'm trying to think of who in the celebrity industry do we not accept like the way we accept Cardi. Like, Cardi came out on Instagram, hoes don't get cold. Like, I'm a hoe. Like, she called her own self a hoe. So I feel like we were able to embrace her. But now I'm thinking, well, who are some celebrities that we don't embrace because they are?
Well, I'm sitting here questioning Addison Rae. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm questioning her, which I shouldn't, because if that's what she really loves. But it's like, it's almost like how all those Disney stars got the crap in the very beginning. Remember all of that? Like, the Disney stars were coming out. Like, Miley Cyrus was one of the first that was trying to, like, break out of her bubble so she could be authentic. I don't have a problem with her either in any which way, shape, or form. But it's almost was the mold that they were supposed to be in. Also, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
If you think about when she came out.
Rihanna did that, too.
Rihanna did that, too.
Good and then switched to go bad.
Good girl's gone bad, you know? So even if you look at it in music and all these transformations, and I know it almost seems kind of surface level to have full conversations about pop culture in this way, but the thing is whether you like it or not, you're influenced by it because it's out there. Especially if you're a consumer of any type of, you know, social media platform or just music or TV, it's accidentally influencing you. And so I think in day to day, we just have to create our it is extremely confusing. And it's finding a way to create the armor to be okay in your bubble, to not judge you in your bubble, Ange, to not judge you in your bubble, Krista.
Yeah.
And everybody else in between, because as women, we want to be able to support each other.
Sure.
And I don't want to be like, go put your clothes on and close your legs. Yeah, I'm not your mom, because if that's how you're feeding your kids and putting a roof over your head, then you do what you got to do. Then good job. You're doing the best that you can. I just, to me, in situations with the Addison Rays and the Kardashians and stuff, I'm just like, but man, that was just too easy. Like, you just took the first little low-hanging fruit to try to plant your tree.
You put that perfect. I was literally thinking low-hanging fruit. It was at the frontal of my cortex. Literally, I think it's just there. And then it's subjective to everybody's personal beings. Like, for example, like, what if this Addison Rae person, what's her family history like? Like, what if she didn't have anybody to tell her, hey, don't have sex on camera or you're going to...
But
you know,
that's really the funny thing, too, because she has this podcast now with her mom. And then she also, like, in a bunch of her TikTok videos, like, her mom's in there dancing with her. Her mom's super cute. Like, it looks like they have a great mother-daughter relationship.
Oh, well, excuse me.
But I'm like, did you go, hey, mom, like,
I made a sex tape.
What do you think?
You might see it.
And
don't
then
get mad.
Angie told me her father is her manager.
See, I can't. Like, oh, my gosh. They got some weird stuff going on over there.
Maybe they realize that this was their way of getting their family empire. Maybe they want to be like Kris Jenner. Like, who knows?
Like a mom. See, and that's sick a little bit, you guys. Like, are you really at the subject of putting out your kid and putting them out there?
But
just because
always...
you want to be like Kris Jenner, because you want to be a momager? Like, that's a little demented, you guys.
But it's but that's not new either. Like, I remember back when I would be taking dance classes. I was little. I wasn't one of the more advanced ones, but we're all young, so we're in the same class, all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more advanced girls, their mothers would sit there and watch and do the routines through the window,
yeah.
And they would scold their kids. I mean, they got a TV show called Dance Mom.
That's not sex work.
You're right. You're right. It's not sex work, but it's just figuring ways to put your kid in a position
But I mean,
it's like, you can't even get mad at that either. Cause like, if you want what's best for your kid, like I can't say I wouldn't be doing a dance routine
for
and
sure.
watching my daughter dance. Like I might do that, but I'm not going to encourage her to make a sex tape ever.
No, can't do it.
So I don't know. I know there's not a lot of answers, but I think it opens up a conversation and maybe just something to think about in your own brain as a challenge, something fun. Ask your friends. If you could have anything that you wanted, your biggest dream, professionally speaking, would you be willing to just throw it all on a sex tape? At what cost?
Did Angie answer? Did you answer?
I don't know. It's hard. I mean, now I would say no, but if I was in shape or something, it wouldn't be a hard no.
This girl.
Have you all ever made like a private video with your loved one? See, so... there you go. I have two, right? And it's a little bit of a thrill, but for it to the world to see, absolutely.
Oh my God. No, we deleted it immediately. We deleted it. So, and I know that there's pictures that I sent to one of my boyfriends who stupidly lost his phone in a cab. And so God knows where those are. But my rule always used to be neck down. So if I'm sending you something, you can't see my
facts.
Face.
All because my pictures are always neck down.
You don't want somebody to come back and be like, this is you. You're, you know, you're fired. This is a whatever you call it. What do they call
revenge
it?
Revenge porn.
Morality clause. Oh, right. If somebody released it, it would be revenge porn.
For sure.
Yeah, because if somebody released it, like, you can get fired for that, right?
Oh my God, I would die. So guys, here's a word of advice, Angie, neck down.
But that's
you freak.
But that's fine, because nasty. Who are we to judge you? I mean, as your friend, I'd be like, girl, you better not, because you don't want that stuff to come back and haunt you. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you one more thing, just as far as like how that can play like professionally into any field, even entertainment. How I got my agent back in the day was because I had an audition at Playboy. Here we go, back to Playboy. I was living in California, working at a radio station in Sacramento, and I loved how close LA was, so I was going there for auditions all the time for hosting jobs and acting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was booking quite a bit. And I got this one where it was, and I got a callback. It was an audition to go and be the host of a new game show on the Playboy Network.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a network anymore, but once upon a time they did. They had a network that wasn't dirty. It was kind of like how MTV used to play music videos, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Playboy doesn't have naked people on Playboy. It was other types of programming.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh my God, this game show, this is exciting. I'm getting a callback. It's network, blah. Young baby Nina is like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was fly to LA after the show, go knock that out and come right back. Well, at the time I had a pretty great relationship with my boss and I was so excited. I told him. Because he knew I had been flying to LA and booking all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fine with that. Well, that one set off a flag.
He said, Playboy one.
He goes, you're going to do what? The Playboy Network? No, I don't think so. That's a violation of your morality clause. You know, in radio, we have contracts and you sign that and you have a morality clause. And I fought it. I was like, my clothes are on. It's a game show. And honestly, let me just go audition. I don't even have the job. Let's just go see what happens. And he's like, no, he sends it all the way up the ladder.
Wow.
I'm upset because I don't like when people tell me what to do. I was probably very immature and thank you. You know who you are for being so patient with me over the years. But I was like, that's it. I need a lawyer. I need a lawyer and I need one now. So the little brat that I was started calling all my friends that worked in radio that had agents and lawyers and stuff like that. So one of my friends hooked me up with my current team that I'm with the Weiss Agency. Shout out Eric Weiss, who is my lawyer and one of the greatest in the business, and Heather Cohen, who is my direct person, family sister, my agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of this because I got them because I was being a fighter. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to Eric, my lawyer, and I was explaining the situation. And he was like, well, I hear you. You know, also being like, let's just wait and see if you get the job, if it's even worth making a fight about it.
Okay.
Because if they were going to make me pick between radio and TV, I would have picked radio anyways. Okay. It just was the point that you were telling me I couldn't go find out. And so at that time, too, I had to audition to be a part of this agency. They're just, they don't accept just anybody. Mm-hmm. So I had to like send them all my stuff, too. So I'm doing all of this work just to go on a stupid audition. But I just really wanted to go on this audition to prove a point. So I get there. I got to go on the audition. I get there. I go to LA. They have this big compound, the Playboy Network. You walk in and this girl, I mean, just basically what we're talking about, but she was so sweet. You know, the big boobs, high ponytail, mm-hmm. makeup for days, but she was cute and so sweet and smelt like cotton candy. And it's everything that you would possibly imagine to be at the Playboy Network. And so she walks me back. I go and do this green screen. You know, I go through and do this whole audition and I killed it. Honestly, I think I was so fired up about the mission of getting in there and doing it. I freaking did such a good job. Out of 12 people that they narrowed the whole thing down from blind submissions, they narrowed it down to 12. Then they narrowed it down to 5. Mm-hmm. And then they narrowed it down to 3. Mm-hmm. I made it to 3.
Aw, Nina.
But I didn't get the job, obviously.
But still, you made like this a stretch. Like, that's dope.
Like, oh my God. But also, I don't have fake boobs. I didn't have that whole look either. Mm-hmm. But I was really proud of my talent making it that far. And then after that, it was based on look. But that's fine. That's what we sign up for in entertainment. Like, mm-hmm. you hear that everywhere. And, you know, beauty standards changes everywhere you go. But so there's me at that time, too, willing to do a job at the Playboy Network, even though it's Playboy. Mm-hmm. Right? But it was different. So here we are. And that was my story. But now, I don't know. Like, what do you do? But I never took my clothes off and I never had to.
I would have did the exact same thing. Everything, I would have fought, because now your agent is one of your closest friends. Like, that, everything has a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I would have not changed a single thing. I'm happy that you fought for what you believed in.
Yeah, right. And now I have these really great people in my life that like look out for me and honestly would never let me take my clothes off now. Nor do I care to.
Cheers to taking your clothes
off. Oh, some lucky guy though. Wink, wink. Just kidding, daddy. Just kidding.
Hey, dad. All the dads out there.
This is not okay. But the shout out happens. So again, we'll leave you with the same way we started it. Ask yourself that question. Have some conversations with your friends just out of curiosity. And I think let's just learn how to build the bubble, our peace bubble of acceptance of what everybody needs to do to get by. But man, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be really hard not to judge people sometimes. I'm really working on that. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be like
no
that.
No one's perfect, bro. No one's perfect. I think that we're all entitled to have our own opinions. I think that no one should judge anybody. There's only one, you know, ultimate judger, you know, not to get spiritual. But I just think that, like I said earlier, Nina, I think that we all just got to get it how you live. If your choice of preference is hopping on OnlyFans and doing an elbow fetish, cool. Like, do your elbow fetish. If you want to be like...
People make so much money.
People are working in a factory and building cars for 30 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's your own prerogative. Bobby Brown said it. Breast.
Yeah, you did.
Play on words.
Yeah,
breast.
You did.
It's you know, Bobby Brown, he said it best. It's your prerogative. So I think, again, there's a level of integrity that I think
that's important to you.
That's important to me.
Same.
And, you know, hey, it is what it is. Shout out, what's the TikTok girl's name?
Addison Rae.
Shout out Addison Rae for igniting this beautiful conversation.
You know that song, What Would You Do? That's what this whole episode reminds me of.
If your son was at home crying.
It's exactly what it is.
City High, bro.
But that's exactly what it is. What would you do? Your dream of all dreams. All the money you can think about. All it's going to cost you is a sex tape.
Addison Rae don't got no child alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with the man for a little bit of money because his daddy's gone.
No, I think she lives in a mansion in L.A. Her song sounds a lot different.
She's fine, girl. I still think she did it because she wanted to, y'all. I think that she just might like sex like that.
And she might.
Wanted to
You're
bust
right.
And show off that pretty blue butt plug she had. Was it blue, y'all? I think it was blue.
Yeah, it was like purple blue.
Oh, wow. thank you for joining us today, guys. We'll have more for you next time.
Yes, we're a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.